Nah, man, I feel like I'm in better shape than I was last year, you know, coming out there and just running, you know, just compete with those guys, you know. Xavier, you know, it's always good to be out there with him and just compete with him.
Having 1 year on the belt like that, what are the expectations? How do they change going into
it? There's no expectation coming in next year, man. You know, just go in and do what I know I can do, you know, just don't try to do too much. Just go out there and just make plays for my team.
You don't have any expectations for yourself?
Nah, shit, play all games that I can, you know, just don't miss a beat, you know, and make sure I'm doing it the right way, just going out there and just competing.
Although Sports Illustrated is listing you as one of, I think, like 10 rising stars or something in the NFL, I'm sure you would agree with that assessment, wouldn't you?
Well, they say, you know, of course I'm agree with it. You know, I'm not going to say I don't want to be a top 10 rising star, but you know, it's a blessing, you know, for having them say that, you know, and I feel good about that. Competition, man. Yeah, that's what we need out of our quarterbacks, man. We need both of them to compete with each other and Christian. We need all of them to compete. We don't want none of them just slacking, you know, no one of them starting over. So as they compete, you know, it's just getting us better out there.
Saw a lot of gadget plays out there today. How's North Turner's playbook going to help you continue to grow as a receiver?
Well, everyone knows how he is, man. He get the ball in the playmaker's hand, you know, and not just me, you know, AP, you know, Jay Wright, Greg, Jerome, all of us. So he's going to make sure everybody gets showcased. You know, not just one person. Not one person going to stand out.
What are the challenges of getting the timing down when you have two different quarterbacks, you know, buying first snaps?
No, it's really not a challenge, man, because we've been working with them, you know, since OTAs and before that. So it's not a challenge. It's just going out there more reps. So I just like them boys competing, you know. They getting each other better, you know. As much as they getting us better, they got to work, and that's what they're doing out there.
How do their passes differ?
They feel like it's the same to me, you know. But both of them are great, great guys, man. Whoever gets the starting job, you know, that hats off to him, you know. And
a lot of 84 jerseys up in the bleachers these days, way more than last year. And if there were a couple years ago, they were old ones. But how does that feel to kind of be a fan favorite and that the fans are sort of taking to you and liking what you're doing?
I haven't seen one 84 jersey out there, man. So I don't think they really know who I am right now. So I feel like this year I gotta work harder than I did last year and make more jerseys get out there, because I only see about one out there. So I need more than one. I need two next year.
Last year, some of those running plays caught teams by surprise. This year, a lot of it will be expected. So what do you got to do to overcome that when people are expecting some of those runs from you?
It don't matter if they expect it or not. It's how they going to stop it. You know, everybody expect a lot of things. It's just how the defense going to line up to and just what we're doing. So we're going to go out there and do what we do. We ain't going to change anything.
Okay, I'll phrase it this way. Is there any way to stop a Cordell Patterson run?
It always a way to stop someone, but, you know, I feel like when I get the ball, just, you know, just get out of my way. Just let me get in the end zone, please.
When you tweaked your foot and you were a little, you know, like, okay, I can't start yet, to finally put the pads on, get out there, what was going through your brain? Kind of like, let's go full guns a-blazing or now reckless abandon? What's your thought process?
To be honest, last night I was nervous, you know, being out there in front of the fans all over again. And, you know, I was kind of nervous, you know, waking up and everything, just still nervous. You know, it just felt different, man, coming out here and, you know, for the first time, full pads and full go. So, you know, it felt good, though, to be out there, compete with those guys, and, you know, I just can't wait to get here tomorrow.
How much has Greg Jennings helped you since you came into the league?
Oh, man, he's been helping me since day one. You know, that's what Greg do. He's a mentor, you know, that my locker beside his, and, you know, I appreciate him for everything he do, and, you know, I hope he never goes nowhere.